From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 10th, 2020. This week, we focus on the Chesapeake Bay, and we start with some original music composed for that large, historic, and complex body of water. Have a listen for about 30 seconds. You've been listening to part of Chesapeake Bay Ballad by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at Lamont School of Music in Denver. A ballad is a song that tells a story, and the Chesapeake is rich in stories. One long, complicated Chesapeake story is the condition of the bay's water quality, habitats, and aquatic life, as told in various periodic reports by universities, government agencies, and other groups. A recent overall look at Chesapeake environmental conditions was the May 2020 edition of the annual Chesapeake Bay Watershed Report Card from the University of Maryland's Center for Environmental Science. Like some other bay health reports, this assessment generates a condition score ranging from 0 to 100 by comparing various indicators to established goals. The 2020 Maryland report examined bay water's data available in 2019 for dissolved oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, chlorophyll, water clarity, aquatic grasses, and the benthic, or bottom-dwelling, community. The overall score was 44, considered by the report as a C-. For comparison, the score in 2019, that is, for data from 2018, was 47. The highest score since 1986, when this record began, was 55 in 2002, and the lowest was 36 in 2003. In their news release about the 2020 report, the Maryland Center asserted that low scores were believed due in part to unusually high rainfall and river flows in 2018 and 19. The 2020 Maryland report also, for the first time, generated an index score for the overall bay watershed. That is, beyond the bay waters. At that level, the score was 60. The highest scoring sub-watershed was the Upper James in Virginia at 72. The lowest was the Lower Eastern Shore in Maryland at 42. Besides the Maryland Center's annual report, the Chesapeake Bay Program produces a yearly Bay Barometer report, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation produces a biennial State of the Bay report, various groups produced reports on individual bay aspects, such as blue crabs and aquatic grasses, and real-time updates on the goals of the 2014 Chesapeake Bay Agreement are available from the Bay Program's Chesapeake Progress website. These sources, and more besides, are among the many tellers of the Chesapeake Bay's story. Thanks to Torrin Hallett for composing this week's music for Virginia Water Radio. And we close with the final 15 seconds of Chesapeake Bay Ballad. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.